This is Catherine Petrocelli. What's in a name? The Grinwalds were a forward-thinking family, which was why they had chosen names for their children connected to the era of typewriting machines. Everyone in town knew someone named Esther or Brooke after Richard Estabrook, founder of the Mega Steel Nib Company of Camden, New Jersey. Laz and Leslie were becoming popular as babies were born to those inspired by Laszlo Biro and his famous advancement of the pen. But Hansen had been named for Rasmus Malling Hansen, a Danish pastor who created the first commercially produced typewriter. A framed diagram of the machine, which looked not unlike a pincushion, graced Hansen's baby announcement and hung in the family's dining room. His older sister Olivia's name had been inspired by the Oliver Typewriter Company of Chicago. The design of the Oliver 9, in particular, was known for protrusions sticking out on each side, sometimes referred to as T-spouts. When the Grinwalds looked at their swaddled firstborn, cooing and blinking in their arms, and then at her ears in that unfortunate lateral display, they knew her name at once.